this planet is going to survive for an unimaginably long time into the future. The future of the planet is, we could say, and I certainly would say, for all practical purposes, guaranteed. It was here an awful long time before humans got here. It was here an awful long time before jellyfish got here, an awful long time before amoebas got here. It was around before human and animal civilization and grass and trees and vegetation. All of those things came relatively recently, is my understanding. In Cork, in Ireland, we recycle our plastic. We put all of the plastic that we, packaging that we get from the supermarket, all of the plastic bottles and all other forms of plastic into one container, and we put other waste into other containers. We're very good about this. In my house, we wouldn't dream of putting a plastic bottle, for example, in with food waste at all. So we're doing our bit for the future of the planet, aren't we? We put some energy and attention into this. The local council comes along and it collects the recycling and it takes it away. It takes away three other containers, one for glass, one for food waste, apple peels, orange peels, vegetables that have gone out of date and all sorts of things like that. And then there's a general waste, which is of stuff that can't be recycled, and there's usually very little of that. We are doing our bit for the planet. Codswallop, I just wish I could really mean that sincerely. Do you have any idea what percentage of the plastic on the planet is recycled? Do you know that it's between 7% and 9% by the best estimates that I've been able to find? I've just come from looking at the National Geographic report on it, and on the way I looked up on search engine and found several other reports on it over the last few years. And it's over 90% of plastic is not recycled. You know as well as I do that plastic lasts a very long time, that to break down plastic takes hundreds of years. And you know that if any plastic gets into the ocean, that it breaks down into microplastics, and that fish swallow it, and that whales have died, and other fish have died too. You know that this is a big problem. I'm wondering if you know how little is being done about it. We have a situation where a big proportion of the world's plastics that end up in the ocean get there from Southeast Asia. That, I think, is to be expected, because the facilities for recycling would not be as developed there as they would be over here. I wish I could tell you what percentage of Cork County Council's plastic that it picks up is recycled. To the best of my knowledge, it's shipped off to other places to be recycled. It's not incinerated. Of course, if it got incinerated, it would spoil our atmosphere. It would damage us, because the fumes would, and I don't know what effects the burning of plastic has on the ozone layer. But over 90% of plastic is not recycled today. I think this is just it shows that, taken as a whole, humanity is not paying all that much attention to the recycling of plastic. It is we, and I don't like using the word we, because undoubtedly there are people who are doing their best. My family is doing their best. But we're ineffective. And the future of quality of the planet, the future quality of life for animals are being damaged every single day. Of course, you know this already. You know that any way you look, the planet is being damaged. And in terms of the overall damage being done to the planet, I couldn't tell you what proportion of the overall damage is being done by the failure to recycle plastic. A friend of mine said recently, Shirley Gallagher said recently, technology will save us. Well, when is technology going to save us? When are we going to have an invention that will take plastic and destroy it or break it into useful things? I don't know when that's going to happen. I despair of the situation. Yeah, I really do despair of it. It's another, one more example why human and animal civilization is heading in one direction, and that is towards its own self-destruction. I am Paul O'Mahony, sitting in my kitchen in Cork on a damp, cold day, deeply affected and feeling impotent in relation to the future of planet Earth. I hope somebody can kick me out of this mood and somebody can show me a reason to be optimistic about the way forward for human and animal and vegetable civilization.